December 31, 2023. Solemnity of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Our readings today, especially the first and second reading, give us a better understanding of what we are celebrating today. As we are celebrating the solemnity of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we are given words of advice to guide us to better our family life. In our first reading from the book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 2 to 7 and verse 12 to 14, we are taught that God sets a father in honor over his children, a mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins, and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard, he stores up riches who reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays, he is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life, he who obeys his father, brings comfort to his mother. Then in our second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12 to 21, St. Paul reminds parents and children of their roles in the family. He states, "Wives, be subordinate to your husbands, as is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and avoid any bitterness toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so they may not become discouraged." St. Paul goes on to emphasize the virtues and practices that should exist in a family, by urging us to put on love, peace, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. With all these information and knowledge about family life, why are many families in shambles today? Why do we still have family breakdowns, divisions, rancor, fighting, discords, etc.? The main reason why these are in existence is because love no longer exists in most families today. Love, which is the benevolence and affection of God towards an individual or towards creation, and the fundamental and innate vocation of all human persons, is extinct in today's family life. Love is supposed to be a strong affection, closeness, or devotion to persons we care about, or the ability to will the good of another, but that's not the case today. Hence, what can we do to rekindle the love of God in our family life today? We can rekindle the love of God in our various families today by communicating better with one another, by listening better to each other when we communicate, by understanding one another as we communicate, and lastly by sacrificing for the sake and good of the other. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray in today's Eucharistic celebration for the grace to emulate the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in practicing the virtues of family life they taught us by effectively communicating better with one another, by listening to each other when we communicate, by understanding one another as we communicate, and lastly, by sacrificing for the sake and good of the other. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.